Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. Hi, this is Jory. I'm the Coffee Psychic. This is your Psychic Connection. And we are going to have another wonderful, wonderful show tonight. We have our guest, our monthly guest, Dave Gunning, Master Astrologer. We're talking tonight about the sign of Leo. So if you guys are Leos, call in. Again, this is a live call-in show. You can reach us at area code 347-633-9404. Again, that number is area code 347-633-9404. So I believe my friend and producer, Julia, should be with us tonight. Julia, are you there?
I am here.
Woohoo!
Yay!
For Dave. I know. Everyone loves Dave. It's so great. It's so great. Hmm? Yeah.
I've never known anyone to know the stars as much in depth as he is.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Dave really knows his stuff, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
He's been doing his work for quite a while. But we're going to get to him in just a couple of minutes. I've got something cool to share with you tonight.
Oh, you do. I love your stories. You always have something interesting happening during the week. What happened this week for you?
It happens all the time.
I know. They never leave you alone.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like that, though. I'd be bored if it didn't, right?
I know, right?
I can't remember. I was telling my grandson, I said, my job is all these dead people. So it's like, if they left me alone, I'd be bored to tears.
Mm-hmm. You were telling that to someone last week, the same thing. She said she missed her ghost in her house. And you told her the same thing. So what happened this week?
Well, it was really interesting. I had a phone call from somebody to go help them, and it was really late at night. So when I finally got back to bed, and this was really unusual, I never get up late ever, ever, ever in the day, ever. It's just not my clock. My inner clock doesn't work that way. So I found myself needing more rest that morning, and it was Sunday morning. And I'm telling you, Julia, when I woke up, and I believe we were talking about dreams last week. Well, when I woke up, this wasn't a dream. I've spoken of this before. It was a spirit visitation. Now, why I dreamt of a man that I knew from the early 1970s, I have no idea. But my husband and I, my ex-husband and I, used to know this man very well. Uh-huh. And they owned, and if anyone in the listening audience is out there and they remember this building, I'm not even sure if it's still up there, but it was a Chinese restaurant on the corner of 55th Street and California.
Uh-huh.
And I believe his name was Bob Ng. So I dreamt of Bob, and we were sitting there watching his children. And he was like, man, my kids are great, aren't they? I said, oh, my God. I said, your kids are really, really amazing. Now, they were about four or 6 years old, a sister and a brother. Now, the little girl's name was Lisa. And I could be wrong, but you know what? I don't think I am. This is a long time ago. And so I'm really trying to look to see if, you know, Bob is still with us. Is he hanging around? Why did he come to me in my dreams? It was really, really weird.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, but he looked amazing. I mean, he looked just like he did when I knew him from years and years and years ago. And he was a really great guy, a real great guy. So,
did he speak in a dream or did he just appear?
Oh, no, we were sitting there. See, there was no room. There were no buildings. There was nothing. Just him and I together watching his kids laughing, going like, aren't these guys great kids? Aren't they great? And it's like, they are. They are amazing, amazing children. And he was just showing me how much he loved his kids, things like this. Now, I don't even know if Bob is still with us. I'm really sure that his father has passed already years ago. And I would love it if Lisa and his son were still around. And I mean, I've got pictures of them when they were very little.
Wow.
So, yeah, but it was a Chinese restaurant on 55th Street by California in Chicago.
Wow.
Very fun.
Okay. Very fun. Very fun. So
yeah.
Anything else? You see new movies? You always see the most interesting movies, too.
You know what? I have seen some, and I just saw the movie Snow. Was it Snow Pusher? That's pretty weird. Pretty weird stuff there.
Oh, was
so,
it?
So, well, it went, it started with something like global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was starting to melt. The Earth was in big trouble. So apparently all of the countries decided to throw up some sort of chemical into the atmosphere. Each country did, which caused the planet to freeze, go into a deep freeze. And somebody had built a train, and this little boy knew that this was coming. He was just that advanced. He just loved trains, and so as he grew up to be a man, he said, I'm going to build a train. I'm going to connect it throughout the entire world, and it would take 365 days to go entirely around the Earth. And it was an interesting story. Not one that I want to see have manifest, however.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting. It was, to me, it was a little like the Hunger Games. Have you seen the movie The Hunger Games?
Yes, I have. And I've seen the
okay,
second one.
Okay, it was kind of along that concept.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ish.
Yeah, you never know whether it's an interesting movie or it's a sad movie because people have to die in it. And so it's like you're like torn. So I understand what you're saying by interesting.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about like if we get overpopulated, we've got to weed out some of the people to get the population down so we're not overdoing things and have enough food to feed people, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
So it's like that. So which way do you go? Do you go with something like that? Do you go with something like the scary, scary stories where you've got these demons coming out, you know?
I like Supernatural.
I know.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a hard call. You know, if it's something scary, it's something scary, whether it's real or, you know, spiritual, and you don't think you'll ever encounter it, but, I mean, it's out there.
Well, that movie,
yeah.
Heaven is for Real, I mean, the bottom line is things are going to happen with Mother Earth. Mother Earth is going to go through her changes, so we all know that. And some of us may stay, and some of us might not. But even the fact that we all know, like with this little boy, Heaven is for Real, he didn't even completely die. He just had an emergency appendectomy. But apparently, they stated that he did not die. But he has all the memories of being in a different place, meeting with Jesus Christ, meeting his sister that died in utero, and all these things were very factual because the mother and the father never told anyone, or certainly didn't tell the kids that they lost a baby. And yet this little boy was coming up with all this information. So just that in and of itself hopefully would make people know and feel very secure about the fact that no matter when it is our time to go, that we're going to be completely taken care of. We're going to be in a very good place on the other side. So when God calls us home, he will call us home.
Do you honestly think that people are afraid of what's on the other side, or are they afraid of leaving their loved ones?
You know what, sometimes I think it's both. I think that people, again, Julia, if I could, I know I've shared this on the show before. I remember if people would get how beautiful it is when you die, and this is for most people that have had near-death experiences, when they come back, most people, not every single person, but most people come back and say, oh, my God, it was amazing. I did not want to come back. They made me come back, things like that. But when I was driving down 88th Avenue in Tinley Park, this was several years ago, I suddenly became overwhelmed with this feeling of, oh, wow. Oh, my God, this is so great. So this is what it's like to die. And, I mean, this just went on and on and on. I was going like, why am I having these feelings? What's going on? But I was completely overwhelmed. I was kind of enmeshed in this experience. And this person was in such a state of awe and amazement, and I could feel the, you know, floating up into the skies, that sort of thing. And I then drove up several blocks, and there had been a car accident, and one of the cars had been flipped on the hood, and it was crushed all the way down. So I am sure that I tapped into that person, you know, during their death experience. But it was so peaceful, so euphoric, so amazing, so beautiful, that if that is what the death experience is like, it's, again, once you drop this physical body and you're out of there, if that's what the experience is like, and to me, it just made me feel so safe and secure, going like, well, hey, I'm good with that. But, yeah, mm-hmm. we do miss our people downstairs, and there are a lot of people that will be, you know, when they cross over. Because the one thing I remember this, and I'm going to say it was a female, because I just was going to reference this woman, that this woman was saying was, oh, but my mom and dad will be missing me. So there was a sudden feeling of regret, which switched immediately back into the awe and wonderment stage.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, really
wow.
cool.
Mhm. See, my fear is leaving the loved ones behind.
Yes, yes.
That's my fear.
Well, I know
fear.
That there's a saying, even God even takes care of the little birds.
I know. But my bird needs help.
I know. I know, right?
No,
yeah, totally.
I don't think I had a close, you know, scary moment last year realizing you're not immortal. And
yes.
You know, my fear was, who's going to take care of them? I can't go
yeah.
yet. I have to be here to take care of them. You know, and I think that's, it wasn't like what was on the other side. It was more, I need to be here to take care of them. He'll have
yes.
someone if I leave. No, that kind of thing. So
yes.
that's
yes.
the whole thing. And, I that's the only thing that really, for me personally, it's not necessarily what's on the other side. It's more of, him.
Yeah,
I can't even
yeah.
say it's anybody else. It's just him. So.
Yes, yes. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm sure all of us have experiences like that, and in one area or the other. But and we've got a lot of Earth changes coming in here too. So we're going to kind of have to kick back and see what happens. And you know, when I tell people. And I don't know if you've logged into the chat room, because normally we don't, but if you'd like to, please do, Julia. Or if people would like to chat, you know, come into the chat room, please do that. I know when my mom died, and by the way, you guys, we're going to be getting with Dave in just a minute here, but when my mom died, I remember sharing this with our listeners also. Several months beforehand, she had said to me, she says, hey, honey, she goes, I want to share something with you. And I said, okay, Mom, what? And then she goes, nah, it's silly, never mind. And I said, well, what? And she had had two heart attacks just within, you know, the 2 years previous to her passing. And she goes, well, when I had my first heart attack, she goes, I had a dream that I was in the strong currented river. And this is similar to what you just said about having to stay there to take care of your son. Her mother and grandmother were sitting and reaching out to her in the strong currented river saying, come on, Isabella, come on, it's your time, let's go, come to the other side. And she's like, no, no, they need me. And she swam, she says, and it was really difficult to climb back up on the other side. But she did. And she said, you know what, that happened twice, the exact same dream. She goes, what do you think? And I was like,
wow.
I don't know, Mom. Yeah, I don't know. So I personally know that was she was getting ready to check out even then.
Okay.
And her relatives were saying, come on, come on, let's go. And she's like, no, no, I'm staying a little longer.
You fought
so,
it.
Yeah. And you know what? We should do a show of this. So I want to invite people. You know, we will do a show. And I want to invite people to call in. If you guys have had any near-death experiences, any dreams like that. I mean, I've had a lot of my listeners and the people I do readings for tell me that they've had some weird dreams. People have, you know, like there was a man saying, come on, honey, let's go. One woman's grandfather. And she's like, Grandpa, I don't think I'm supposed to be going yet. And he was reaching her hand out. So a lot of us have some weird experiences. But you know what? But tonight we are going to talk about astrology. Dave's got a lot of stuff to share with us. So let's invite Dave on. And then we're going to be discussing Leo. And if you guys have any weird other questions you want to, you know, come in and say, maybe Dave has got some answers that he can share with us through the field of astrology.
Cool. Let's bring him on.
Yeah. Dave.
I am here.
Dave.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you. Welcome to you guys, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Master Astrologer. Dave Gunning has been doing this work for so many years, and I know it's probably close to 30 years, if not more, Dave. We've walked this path together, and you've always had great enlightenment for me and for other people. You're a teacher, you're an astrologer, you're a hypnotherapist. There are so many gifts that you have that you share with people. I just want to say thank you for coming on and being with us tonight.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dave, I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mention all of these weird things that are happening now. I know we've got, you normally share with us the famous, you know, people, you know, for the Leos and stuff like that, and I'd like to ask you that in a minute, but we've had planes crashing. We've had weather changes. We've had a lot of weird stuff going on. So through the field of astrology, can you comment as to why that stuff's happening right now?
Yeah, right now, this past Sunday, we had Saturn doing what is called an apparent stopping motion. It doesn't actually stop in the heavens, but it's a strange anomaly when you look up there as if one planet is taking over another one. It looks like the planet being taken over is slowing down and mm-hmm. moving. In this case, it was stationing, moving direct or going forward. Anyways, without going into the astronomy or the anomaly of it, basically, symbolically, what that means is that that planet's energy is intensified greatly. And that Saturn station station point was Sunday, and it was at 16 degrees of Scorpio. So anybody who has planets at 16 degrees of a fixed sign, that would be Taurus, Leo, Scorpio and Aquarius would be feeling it, and I happen to have a lot of planets at that area, at that placement, and I have been feeling this intense energy myself. But it happens to be something that affects events in the world as well. Now, we also have Uranus the next day, Monday, made a station retrograde. So anytime you have a retrograde or station point retrograde or station point direct of a planet, it intensifies the energy greatly, and so things become exaggerated or magnified. They can be out of control. And with Saturn, as you probably already know, Saturn is a very difficult planet, maybe the most difficult planet to deal with. And basically, it has to do with power struggles and people who are you know, kind of tooting their horn and showing their stuff and just acting kind of strange. And the whole thing here with going on in Ukraine and the Soviet Union between, you know, with the rebels and Putin and all that, it very much signifies or is signified by the Saturn station. So, yeah, and we're not going to be out of this station period until like around Friday. So we're still in it.
Wow.
And Uranus, mm-hmm. we're going to be in it for a few more days, as a matter of fact, probably until next week. So probably next week, Monday, we'll be under the station period of Uranus, too. So, and Uranus has to do with sudden changes and events like that and anything electrical storms or electrical appliances. Anything electrical can be of a problem nature, too. So, yeah. That's what's happening this week.
So I've got to ask you now. I have been listening to other shows, and I just love this whole field of the paranormal and psychic and astrology. We have talked about things like solar flares in the past and how it can impact our Earth. Now, one of my predictions, and I've predicted this a couple of times, I predicted it a couple of years ago when all of New York went black, or a big part of New York went black. I saw it going black, darkened, all the lights went out. That happened. And then I believe it was last year or the year before when I predicted part of Canada and part of the United States going black. And it was from one of the grids or something. Something happened, and it wasn't good. And I believe it was this year, wasn't it, when that happened, you guys?
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah. And so I saw that through a prediction, my New Year's predictions. And so, Dave, something like those solar flares, something they said something could happen. It's not necessarily going to happen, but it looks like it could get pretty, pretty close. And with that happening, knocking out the computers, we could be in some serious trouble. So does that look like something that can be predicted through astrology? Or?
Well, that's probably... Solar flares have everything to do with astronomy. We've had actually very quiet, we're in a very quiet sunspot activity. In fact, I was just on spaceweather.com. It's a website I go to often about, it really has more to do with astronomy than astrology. But we've had a very quiet sunspot period, and I think that has a lot to do with, it might have something to do with the weather being the way it is, so mild in this area anyways. But that could be preceded by a very heavy sunspot, or sunspot which creates solar flares. That could be coming up very soon, because it usually goes from a very quiet period to a very active period often, but not always, but sometimes. And so, you know, we could be, that could be coming up. It could be, especially with this Uranus station point, which has to do with the electrical power grid. Yeah, we could be experiencing something along the lines that you just mentioned.
How long would it take to build that back up, do you know? Like to get the power grid go back together? Or?
Well, that I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure how long it would take to come back up. That's a very complex question, and only the scientists and engineers would probably be able to answer that one. Astrologically speaking, as I said, we're under the Uranus station period, but that lasts until like around Monday. So, but, you know, I'm not sure if something's going to happen from now until next Monday, but we could. It could be something like that. But I don't know. I just know that if you have planets at around midpoint, or the 16 degree point of a fixed sign, or if you have planets at around 16, see, Uranus is in Aries, and if you have planets at around 16 degrees of a cardinal sign, which would be Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, and Libra, those people are also affected. So that's 8 of the 12 signs that we're talking about that are affected directly by these two planets stationing.
Wow. Wow, crazy. Well, again, so these people, all of us that are, I'm Aquarian, by the way, and so are you, I know that for sure. What can people expect? Now, are we waiting, like, will some of the weight be lifted off by Monday? I know for the Aquarians, I remember you telling us a couple of months ago that Saturn is on a certain, I'm not sure, you're the astrologer, Dave, I'm not, but until December, some of the Aquarians are going to have a little more pressure, and you were stating that if you're doing something a certain way, change it up, you know, try something different.
Yeah, well, that's, I was talking about the Saturn in the Scorpio, and that's because Saturn is stationing right now, or did say station on Sunday, and we're still in the station period, which a station period for Saturn lasts about 11 days. So it peaked on Sunday. So 5 days prior to Sunday and about 5 days after Sunday, we are in the Saturn station period. Now, we're on the downside of it, and we only have until, like, from now until Friday, and we're pretty much going to wane off of it. But
great.
Anybody who is a fixed sign at around, you know, anywhere from 13 to 19 degrees of a fixed sign, and you'd have to know your chart to know that, would be affected by the Saturn station. And Saturn is not the most easy, it's one of the most difficult planets to deal with. It's not one of the easiest planets out there. It's very intense, demanding, and it's not easy to deal with, especially when it's stationing like it is right now. So, yeah, Aquarius, all fixed signs are affected. Aquarius, Taurus, Scorpio, and Leo.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for that. And you know what? We do have a couple of callers, and I know there are people that can't wait to ask you some questions here, Dave. So why don't we see who's on hold right now?
Okay.
Okay, first one is Donna. Let's bring her on.
Okay.
Hello?
Donna?
Hi. Sorry about that.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what's on your mind?
Yeah. I think April, May, and June were such bad months for me. There was betrayal, and it just took me completely, you know, like the rug from underneath me. And my birthday is April 22nd, and I was born at 2:20 p.m., and I wanted to know, are things going to get better for me? Everything's kind of like at a kind of suspended. You know, I'm not working. I'm looking to work, and I'm looking to get in a relationship, and it's like nothing's really happening. And, yeah, so I wanted to know, how does it look for me?
Well, you're an early degree of Taurus, it sounds like. You're a Taurus, correct?
April 22nd, yeah.
Yeah, you're right on the cusp. Sometimes when you're on the cusp, it's hard to tell. You could be either 29 degrees Aries or 0 degrees Taurus, but it sounds like you're early degrees of Taurus. You know, right now Jupiter is at early degrees of Leo, squaring your Sun, so at the very least I want to say that without knowing your entire chart, that your confidence could start to come back now that Jupiter is squaring your Sun sign. And usually squares are difficult, but in the case of Jupiter squaring your Sun, it may not be so. So even though your confidence was rocked these last few months, I think that's going to start to slowly come back. And I don't know in terms of relationships how that's going to go. But you know, I think at least the foundation, your ego, will start to build as we go through the rest of this month.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, and Donna, I got to tell you, I do have a little bit of an idea about what's going to happen with your love life here for you.
Oh, okay.
I do get somebody right around the corner, and it almost looks like there is somebody that thinks about you all the time, really wants to move forward, wants to ask you out, but I think they're a little hesitant. So has there been somebody around you that you've been interested in?
Well, interesting enough, I got on Match.com, and I have three fellows that I'm emailing to, and they're all like me, never married, no kids, and two of them are passing through my town, and we're going to meet next month.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Very fun. All right. Yeah, so I can see somebody there really being interested. So, you know, kind of kick back.
Yeah, they seem very interested. You know, they've never been married. They don't have kids. They want to travel. And I have a lot of experience traveling, so I'd be a good traveling buddy. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, this might be a fun time for you while you're pulling yourself back together.
Yeah.
After these changes and stuff, just to kind of, you know, kick back, relax, play the field, and enjoy yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let us know what happens.
I will. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling. All right, Donna.
Bye.
Bye.
I know. Boy, love, 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 Dave. You know, and
yeah.
I know that when you do your charts, Dave, for people, and I've had people call me back up saying that they've gone to you, they've had a chart, it was amazing. So I just want to let people know that you're wonderful. You're a great astrologer. And how can people reach you, Dave, to get a chart done?
Well, they can reach me two ways. They can reach me through my email, which is astrogunning, one word, G-U-N-N-I-N-G, at sbcglobal.net. So that's astrogunning at sbcglobal.net. Or they can contact me through my website, which is www.planetaryvibrations, one word, .com.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. So you cover, when people call in, what do you ask from them if they want to get a chart done by you?
All they need to give me is, of course, their first and last name, the name they go by, their birth date, their birth time, which is very important to get. That's on the birth certificate, generally speaking, and the birthplace. All I need is the town that they were born in. I don't need the hospital, just the town. And then where they're living at the moment, so I can do the transits to their natal chart. So basically those four things is all I need to do a complete natal chart on them.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we've got several people on hold here, so why don't we go to another caller and see who we have.
Okay, we next is Kathleen.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I am a Leo, and my birthday is August 4th of 57, and I was born at 7:14 a.m. I have two questions. I'd like to know if I'd be celebrating my birthday, and if I did, it would probably be on the 3rd, celebrating it with anyone, and what you pick up for love life.
Okay, so you're born on the 4th, so
yep.
That puts you at around 14 degrees Leo. Now, Jupiter has just gone into Leo, which is fantastic for Leos. And the month of September, you're going to have Jupiter going right over your sun sign. It's right around the 21st through the end of the month, the 30th, even the whole month of September, basically. That month, you are going to feel so good about yourself that you're just going to be flying high. It's going to be nice for you in that month. And even leading up to that month, the month of August, you'll start to feel better and better, and especially when Jupiter goes right over your sun sign. Because Jupiter is the planet of expansion, joy, happiness, and it's in Leo now. It just went into Leo, by the way, on the 17th of July. So it really looks good for you. I mean, you're going to be – Leos are confident anyways. That's one of their traits.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to even be more confident as we get into the August and September months.
Okay, so as far as romance, how do you see that? I go back and forth between two men, and
okay.
I don't know what you can tell me. I can give you the names if you like. I don't know. That would
well,
help.
Venus is going to be going into Leo as well, and that's going to be in August. So right around the end of August, I would say somewhere between the 17th and the 31st, that also is going to go over your sun sign. And Venus has a lot more to do with love than any other planet. So I would say the second half of August, you're going to feel more loving and expressive and affectionate and warm. And see, when you give out that vibe, you just attract other people then to you. So it should be good for love, too, in August, I would say.
Okay, and as far as my birthday, I was thinking of celebrating it on a Sunday with someone, but I don't know if those plans are going to fall through. Do you see me celebrating my birthday or not really, just another day?
Well,
I'll tell you what I was getting, Kathleen.
Go ahead.
What I was seeing you doing is having a very nice, soft, relaxing dinner with somebody.
Oh, so I, because that was the initial plans, but now we're not talking right now.
Well, it might not be that person.
Relaxing dinner.
Yes.
Okay.
It looked very beautiful. It looked like you were with somebody else, just kicking back. I don't know if you're going to be going out for this dinner, going to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
It just looked so beautiful, you and another person, you know, not this big hoo-ha, not at a bar or anything like that, a very elegant, beautiful dinner.
Because this particular person I've known for 17 years, and he knows I want a diamond for my birthday this time.
Wow.
And I don't think it's going to happen. You don't see that,
Well,
huh?
I didn't see a diamond, but I saw a dinner.
Okay, well, close but no cigar, huh?
Right. Hey, let us know what happens, okay, Kathleen?
Okay. Thanks for the reading. I appreciate it.
You.
Okay,
you
doll. Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Now.
Bye.
All right, you bet. Bye now. Bye-bye. I want a diamond for my birthday. Come on.
Yeah, really. It has nothing to do with a ring either.
You know, it's interesting,
God.
Too. Leos love jewelry and expensive items and gifts. They like to really do it up big. They're a very, very, very generous sign. The most generous of all the signs.
Wow, wow.
And their metal
I gotta
is gold,
tell you,
by the way.
Say it again?
Their metal is gold. They love
to
wear gold jewelry and things like that.
Why am I not a Leo? All I love is gold and diamonds. Come on, are you kidding me? So I remember doing some readings, and I remember seeing this one lady, and I said, oh, my God, you are so going to be engaged. And I said, you are going to have a barrel in front of you just to hold the ring. And you are not going to believe it. She ended up having a beautiful, huge, by the way, engagement ring. And it wasn't that long after the reading. It was so cool.
Wow.
Very fun. Very fun. So, let me see. Oh, got to check our time. Okay, so Dave, I always love to get this part from you. What famous Leos are out there that we know?
Okay, well, our president, President Obama, is a Leo.
Mm-hmm.
He's born August 4th. And Arnold Schwarzenegger is a Leo.
Oh!
Yep.
I love that man.
I'll be
and back. Mick Jagger is a Leo.
Wow.
Okay. Now, some of the famous people of the past, like Lucille Ball was a Leo. Cecil B. DeMille, the famous director, was a Leo. He directed movies like The Ten Commandments and movies like those big spectacles, you know. And that's kind of the Leo nature, is being big, broad spectacles. They like things big, you know.
Wow.
And,
wow.
Yeah, and let's see, who else? I'm trying to think of somebody else in the past.
Okay.
I'm not getting a whole lot of names coming to me right now. I haven't looked all these names up, but there's a lot of really famous Leos out there. But those are the ones that come to my mind, the ones I just mentioned. I think the Mick Jagger is probably the biggest name that I can think of right now.
Yeah. He's pretty famous.
Yeah, and Leos are just very, very outgoing, very generous. They love to shine in the spotlight. They like to have all the attention drawn to them. They like to be centers. They like to be center stage. They're
and
not at all
shy. Aren't they really beautiful people, though? Aren't they really beautiful people, too? Because I've seen some Leos, and, I mean, their hair is way out there, and and like Leo the lion and proud.
Yeah, well, the men, in terms of family life, the man is the proud papa. If he's a Leo, he's a proud father. He's head of the family. Or if it's the woman who's the Leo, she's in charge of the family. They like to be in charge. They like to have that power. You know, it's the sign of the king, you know, or mm-hmm. the lion, Leo the lion. And they're a very courageous sign. Mm. One of the lessons, though, they need to learn is to be a little bit more humble in situations.
Okay.
But
okay.
Extremely generous, and you don't want to cross them because, like a lion, you know, you're going to get hurt if you're not
wow.
careful. But they don't go after people. They're very, very, very generous and warm-hearted. And everybody likes to be around the Leo because they're so much fun. They're very fun-loving and outgoing.
They're the party people.
Yes, they are, very much.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Probably the biggest
party.
Well,
I see we've got another caller or two here. Why don't we see who we have next?
It'll be Mandy.
Okay, let's bring her on.
Hello.
Mandy, welcome to
Hello.
The show. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was just wondering, well, I'm Scorpio, and I was wondering about the romance.
Okay, now when is your birthday?
Scorpio, November 7th. I don't know the time or anything like that.
Okay, yeah, you're about a 17 degrees Scorpio. Well, it's been tough for Scorpios because, in fact, has it been tough this week for you?
In terms of romance?
Well, just,
no.
Well,
tough,
just in,
yes. I mean,
just in general.
Financially. Well, yes, yeah. Financially it has been.
Yeah, you got Saturn stationing that we talked about this earlier in the show. Saturn is stationing direct right now, and it's right at 16 degrees, so it's right on your sun. So it's been difficult. Wait till this Saturn station passes off, which will be this weekend, and then things will start to get a little bit better. I mean, it's going to be tough for a little while through August, but I think it's going to start to clear up after that. It's been difficult for Scorpios because of Saturn being in Scorpio. But it should get better as the year. It's going to be slow because when you're under a Saturn aspect, it feels like things are just really slow. And when are things going to get better? And, oh, my goodness, it seems like things are in slow motion. And
like molasses or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, like you're stuck. And but that's going to slowly, you know, that's going to change and it's going to get better for you. So just hang in there and things will look up later in the year.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Jorene, did you see anything or you didn't do anything?
Yeah, Mandy, I have something to share with you. You're a very spiritual person, ma'am. And did you have any struggles with your spirituality or did you ever want to be a minister? Because I get such an overwhelming sense. This
mm-mm.
might have been a past life thing then because I'm telling you, when I hear you, I can't say that I'm getting a complete sense of having been a nun, but something very, very much like that for you, like complete
well,
dedication,
what about the romance?
Devotion to God. No, this is not what I picked up on the romance, no way. So this is what I want to tell the listeners. When I get stuff psychically, and now I can ask the question, but it's not just
mm-hmm.
pertaining to the question, it's what the spirits show me. It's what comes up in the coffee, what I'm being told from the other side. So, past life for you, clearly, and again, I'm not sure where you're at with your spiritual life today, but
mm-hmm.
Huge. It was just huge. So, are you going to church a lot right now?
Yes, I do go on Sundays.
Okay, so that might be where you might meet your person. Now, the weird part, Mandy, is when I'm feeling the church thing, I don't know that, I don't care how crazy it sounds. It all sounds crazy to me sometimes, but this person will have not been going to church much.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels you will meet, and he is a beautiful man, somewhat quiet. He's had some challenges he's had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like he had some struggles. He's turned his life around. And he's a very good man. He's a very good man. So that's some of the details that I can see about this person. But it'll have something to do with church or spirituality, something like that for you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much from the both of you.
You're welcome.
Yes, and please give us some feedback. I enjoy the feedback thoroughly. And again, it's not always in current time-space continuum. You know, sometimes this stuff might take a little longer. But let us know what happens, Mandy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. God bless you. Bye-bye. Oh, my God, Dave and Julia, I have been getting so much feedback from people lately, like it's flooding in. I have a young lady that she told me I read her when she was 10 years old, so she's setting up a house party right now. A lot of people love to have the house parties, too, so I do those all the time. And I'll just share that with you guys. If you guys want to call to set up a psychic reading or a house party or any of the other things that I do, you can reach me at area code 219-940-9292. That's 219-940-9292. Or, of course, check me out at coffeepsychic.com for all the other details. I've had so many people calling up, and again, I tell people I get feedback anywhere from in the moment up to 25 years. It was just funny. This lady said I read her when she was 10 years old, and it was, she's 35, and I'm like, wow, very cool.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of
and
feedback.
And Dave, you, huh? Say it again?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, so Dave, you get feedback. I know I call you and give you feedback at different times. So do people call you a lot to give you feedback from the charts that you do?
Yes, I get that. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. But, I mean, it does happen. It comes in. And it's always it's very appreciated because sometimes you do a reading and you don't hear back from people at all, and you really are anxious to hear back to hear how things went. And
yeah.
It's always nice when you get that feedback. It really is.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, let's see who else we have online. I want to make sure we get everybody in. I'm seeing the time is ticking. Tick, 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 tick.
Okay. The next one is Carla, and she will bring around.
Okay. Okay,
hello.
Carla.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Carla.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. My questions are all
what's
about the love life tonight, and I have an update for you. This will start with that quick, but about 6 weeks ago or so, I called the show, and you told me to be, tell my family this a warning, be careful around big dogs, and you told me that a couple months before that, too. Well, lo and behold, a week and a half later, there was a tragic incident with my brother. He did get bitten very badly in his left forearm. He's okay, but it was a really difficult event, and he got very lucky.
Oh. God bless,
so, yeah.
God bless.
You saw that warning, and
see,
I did tell them, and it still happened.
Thank you. And you see, Carla, so that's what it's like. So, and again, and Dave, you know I've been doing this work forever. I pour the coffee, I pour the cream in, and all of a sudden these images come up. So, and it's not for me to try to interpret it. It's just for me to say, look, this is what looks like it's going to happen. Just like with my last caller, she wanted romance, but that's not what I was getting. So that's, you know, I have to bring up what's coming, and I'm glad I could give you that warning, and I'm thankful that your brother isn't could have been worse. So I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah, he's
now.
Okay. So yeah, he got very lucky. So I'm very blessed and thankful for that.
That's
so,
good.
Otherwise, in my individual world, things have been pretty good. So I'm just curious how things are still going to continue with my great friend Michael.
Amen. Amen. So Dave, what do you have for Carla here?
Well, Carla, when's your birthday?
October 23rd, and I was born at 3:20 in the morning. And
okay.
I've been told before I'm a Scorpio by like a half an hour.
You are
not much.
early degree Scorpio. As I told one of the previous callers tonight, Jupiter this month has just gone into Leo, and since you're a very early degree of Scorpio, Jupiter is squaring your sun sign. So, again, confidence levels should be very good for you right now. And are you in a relationship right now?
I have a very close friend. We're not in a relationship at this point yet, but we've come incredibly close in the last year, especially the past 6 months as I helped him with buying a house, and he did my website, and we closed on his house a month ago. He's moving in it this weekend. And the past 2 weekends, I helped him do a lot of work at that house. Not some of his other friends are helping him, but not as much help as what, you know, they need. You know, the guy can't do everything by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And we've spent a lot of time the last 2 weekends getting a whole bunch of stuff done, and he's just been incredibly grateful and thankful for it.
Well, it might be, because Jupiter is squaring your sun, it might be advantageous on your part to kind of push the relationship along a little further.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're under a good Jupiter aspect, I think, that
mm-hmm.
you should be able to, you know, be more confident, more forward with him, straightforward, and say, hey, look, you know, like, I really, you know, in other words, express your feelings to him a little
mm-hmm.
bit more, and maybe that would move the relationship along a little faster. That's what I'm picking up.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay,
he's been
now,
for a couple years now.
I want to share something with you, honey. So
uh-huh.
what I was getting, remember how our other caller said she was looking for a ring for her birthday?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know that this is an engagement ring or a friendship ring, but, boy, I'm telling you, it feels like you're supposed to be receiving a ring or some sort of piece of jewelry coming up in the future here.
Oh, wow.
Now, how soon, I'm not sure, but I
yeah.
definitely see this with you, Carla.
Wow, that's awesome.
How exciting. And that
yeah,
kind of fits
yeah,
in with what Dave was saying, so that's really wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
you know,
a generous aspect.
He keeps telling
too.
Me how he doesn't have time. So we found this great clock in this one house I had showed him that he just fell in love with, and we put it in the offer, and I surprised him with it. Well, we didn't get the offer on that house, but they were willing to give him the clock. And I got him a nice clock to match all his stuff for a housewarming gift. So since he says he has no time, I'm going to give him time.
There you go.
Very good. I like it.
That's very cool. That's very
yeah.
cool. Well,
very
enjoy
fun.
The time you guys have together.
Yeah, here we are. It's been a nice last 2 weeks. Been really nice. I think it's been very eye-opening for him. I think he's used to, you know, a lot of people around that just were used to, like, taking from him and not supporting and helping him in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this aspect you're under is very, it'll make you much more, not that you haven't been supportive in the past, because you have, but it'll
mm-hmm.
even make you more so. And it'll move the relationship along. Just do some fun things and tell him how you feel. Be romantic. It's okay right
mm-hmm.
now with Jupiter squaring your sun.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Great.
All right. Let us know what happens, okay?
Yeah, I will. We're moving in this weekend.
Good.
Yay.
Yeah.
Have a good time, honey.
Yeah, have
All
fun.
All right, thanks. Have a good night. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Carla. All right. All right, bye-bye. All right. Well, we want to make sure we get to everybody here. So,
okay.
Julia, who do we have next?
Next one is Peg.
All right.
Peg?
Hello.
Hey,
Hello?
How are you?
Hello. Fine. How
yes,
are you doing,
how are
Shore?
You, Peg?
Great.
Great. Oh, Peg?
Yes.
Oh,
we know
my
each
God.
Other.
We do know each other. How
many
are
years
you?
Ago, 20-some years ago.
I was thinking about you, and it wasn't that long ago. Very, very
okay.
fun. Oh, my God. I'm sending you the biggest hugs.
Thank you. I could use it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you'll just have to call me up.
Yeah, I get your email, so I can follow through on that.
All right. So what question? Do you have a question? Or?
Well, I had gotten into another program you were doing. It was about dreams.
Okay.
And I have the weirdest dreams. I've just retired. You know, I was in trucking.
Okay.
And I thought it was because of the stress of the job. I'd wake up more tired than I'd go to bed because the dreams make no sense. And they are
yeah.
full of stress. But I've been retired
wow.
for over 2 months.
Wow.
And I'm still, like, I don't even want to go to sleep because it's like I'm not going to rest.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I have some evil spirits in me or what?
All right, so you're not sleeping since you retired? Basically?
Well, I'm sleeping, but I'm not anymore rested. You know, I used to get 6 hours sleep because I'd work 12 hours a day and barely get
right.
6 hours sleep, but now I've got all the time in the world, and I'm still not sleeping any better because these dreams just stress me out, and yet they make no sense.
So, all right, so weird dreams that aren't making sense. So, so Dave, can you help Peg out here real quick?
When's
what
your
you
birthday?
Getting?
When's your birthday,
Peg? May 4.
Okay, so you're a Taurus. Oh,
yeah,
well.
9:21 a.m. in Evergreen Park.
Yeah, you're at 14 degrees of Taurus, and Saturn and Scorpio is exactly opposing that, okay? And it's going to go direct. As I mentioned earlier in the show, that aspect is going to start to wane off. The station point, I should say, is going to start to wane off at the end of this week. And then it's already past opposing your sun, but it's going to take, you know, even when it's past, you still have to give it some time. I would say, I would say by September. I don't know about the dreams per se so much, but the stress that you're under will start to lift by September. That's what I'm picking up here. Because Saturn's going to be at 18 degrees Scorpio, and it'll be 4 degrees off your from opposing your sun sign at 14 degrees Taurus. So, yeah, you've been having a difficult time with the Saturn because it's been exactly opposing your sun sign, and now it's stationing. And this month has been particularly cruel to you, hasn't it, in terms of stress?
Yeah, but, I mean, physically I'm not doing anything because I'm retired.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm looking for other employment.
Oh, you are looking for work. Okay, it's not a good time under a Saturn station, and this month is not good because you're right in the midst of some really difficult Saturn right now. And as I say, it's going to start to wane off as we get into August, but you're still not completely out of it. And September, and again, with Saturn, it feels like molasses. You're stuck, and it's just like nothing's moving. It's slow. But by September, it'll slowly start to get better for you. And I think if you're looking for work, that month should be the better month to look for work and have more success then. So I know it's going to be rough, still a little bit longer, but by the fall, September and the fall, it should be better.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, Peg, that part of the reason that you are having some of these nightmares is because, you know, I know you're retired, but you are looking for more work, and I completely agree with Dave about the stress and all the other stuff that's going on for you.
Well, part of the financial, I didn't get paid for the earned vacation I was expecting. They decided not to pay me for it, and I've got no grounds, so I lost a lot of money there.
Yeah, see, all these kind of things you're talking about, employment and money and all that, that's what you're dealing with Saturn. It's just a timing thing. It will get better, and just got to be patient.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Taurus, we're so patient.
Yeah, I know.
We're so patient to the point of being stubborn.
I know. They're very patient sign. They are.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Well, Peg, if you can go on hold, then Julia is going to go ahead and give you my information. I can't believe this. Get out of here. Do you know that Blog Talk is saying it's time to go? No way. Well, I think we're probably going to have to make this an hour and a half show eventually, you guys. So, Dave, real quick, how can people reach you? And for you guys that we missed, please call in next week. Or if you want a reading, you can reach me at 219-940-9292. And, Dave, if they need a chart, Dave, how should they reach you?
Well, don't be afraid to just email me at my email address, astrogunning@sbcglobal.net. Or they can email me, you can contact me through my website at www.planetaryvibrations.com.
Okay. Now, next week we're going to be having Miss Sunny Boland join us. We're going to do the paranormal, the hauntings, these are the great investigations she's been doing. So join us again right here at Your Psychic Connection This is Jorianne, the Coffee Psychic. We love you guys. Thank you for joining us tonight. And we will see you right here, same time, next week. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Zach. For a minute there, I didn't...